Welcome back, my friends. I'm Deepak Chopra, and this is Daily Breath. Today, let's examine this idea that the universe has quite a sense of humor, that God might be a trickster, whatever that entity is. And it's contained in our seventh secret, which is every life is spiritual. Period. The universe's operating system applies to everyone. It doesn't matter whether you believe in God, whether you're an atheist, an agnostic, a militant terrorist. The universe is an operating system and it applies to everyone. It works along principles that do not require your cooperation. However, if you decide to lead a consciously spiritual life, a change occurs. The principles of the operating system, which means the rules of creation, become your rules. They're not necessarily your rules. They're the rules of the universe. But if you embrace them, if you understand these rules, then they become your rules. They become personal. So let's look at these universal rules. Universal rule number one. The universe is a mirror of consciousness. How do you make that personal? The events in your life reflect who you are. Every situation, every circumstance, every event, relationship, every encounter, every experience is a direct reflection of who you are at this moment. Whatever the situation around you right now, whatever is happening around you, is a reflection of who you are. You're looking at a mirror. The universe is your mirror. If you don't like what you're seeing, then neither polishing the mirror nor breaking the mirror is going to help. Because the mirror is a reflection. That's all it is. You want to change what's happening around you, you have to change within. Rule number one. The universe is a mirror of consciousness. In your case, the mirror of your conditioned consciousness or conditioned mind. Rule number two. Awareness is collective. We all draw it from a common source. So, you know, there are common constructs we have. Money, Wall Street, nation states, gender, identity, ethnicity, economic background, historical context. So all of this is part of what we call culture. What is culture? Culture is the expression of collective consciousness. You go to Hawaii, different culture. You go to Japan, different culture. You go to indigenous tribes still in the world, completely different culture. Different values, different mindset, different interpretations of experience. For one embedded in that culture, their reality is a reflection of that culture. Even the language, the words we use are reflections of that culture. So, awareness is collective and we draw upon it as our personal reality is an extension of our cultural milieu, which is our collective consciousness. Now, if you want to make that personal, which we want to understand ourselves, then rule number two is that the people in your life reflect aspects of yourself. Those that you fall in love with or you are attracted to, they are mirrors of yourself in that they have characteristics that you have, but you also want more of. That's why you hang around these people. And then people that you're disgusted by or repelled by are also people who have attributes that you deny in yourself. Somebody that you certainly wouldn't go to Hawaii for the weekend because the very thought makes you anxious is a reflection of yourself. Ask yourself, what are the traits in myself that I'm denying that so repel me in the other person? Then the mirror of relationship becomes a means to your evolution to higher consciousness. That's rule number two. Awareness is collective, but the people in my life reflect aspects of myself. Rule number three, awareness expands within itself. It's the nature of awareness to expand to higher levels of experience. What makes that personal? Whatever you pay attention to will grow in your life. Whatever. Pay attention to making money, you'll make money. Pay attention to relationship, you'll have healthy relationship, if that's what you pay attention to. Pay attention to exercise, you'll change your body. Pay attention to healthy food, you'll change your microbiome. Whatever you pay attention to will grow. And whatever you take your attention away from will slowly disintegrate. So let's just stay with that today, with that one idea that the world is a mirror. Polishing or destroying the mirror will not change the reflection. The change is within. But there's also a universal rule four, which says that consciousness creates by design, which when you take that to your personal level, it says nothing is random. Your life is full of signs and symbols. In fact, randomness, unpredictability, is another word for creativity. So we give meaning to events in our life, and sometimes you use signs and symbols to give meaning, but once you give meaning to randomness, unpredictability, then chaos becomes creativity and randomness becomes design. And that leads us to our fifth rule. Physical laws operate efficiently with least effort. What are you doing right now to make your heart beat? What are you doing right now to digest your food? What are you doing right now to have your next thought? What are you doing right now to even be alive? See, it's all happening with least effort. Your heart rate, your endocrine system, your immune system. That's been my mantra all my life. Do less and accomplish more, and ultimately do nothing and accomplish everything. So how does that translate to a personal rule? At any given moment, the universe is giving you the best result possible. Jump on the opportunity. Let's pause here, and tomorrow we'll continue with Rule 6.